The lady from the 37th, delegate 4.
Would a gentleman yield?
Gentleman yield?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing?
Excellent. Except sorry to see you go, too.
Appreciate it. Thank you. I have a couple of questions. I'm sure you'll be, as the night goes on, you'll be pushing me out the door. I had a question about this bill, and I know I asked a couple of those questions in judiciary. But you talked about the word secure being a little bit open. Can you tell me if a person goes into a facility? Now, I understand from what you said, for clarification, you said that they can restrict you to use it at a fair, a festival, or anything that's been blocked off, correct? That you can't bring that with you?
At all, whether it's concealed or open carry.
But you are able to, and let me go to the list that they have on the system. Give me 1 second, I'm sorry. You are, however, able to carry them at the pools and after-school programs. Was there a reason why you can take them to an after-school program or where any child is present, I believe the bill says, versus the other list? How do we pick that you can take them around all kids, but you can't take them to a fair?
Well, let me first clarify that you're not allowed open carry in those locations, but you are allowed to carry with a concealed weapon permit and as a concealed weapon. Do I know the purpose for that? No, I don't know the purpose for that.
In regards to the secure part, and I know during committee we talked about if they go to a rec center or a pool or what have you, that a reasonable, responsible gun owner would, one, leave it in their car. If they had to, they would leave it in their car. But then there was a question of what if they did not have a car, they were about out and about, and they were going into this facility, they possibly could take it to a locker room. What happens if there is no locker room for them to secure their gun in?
They either have to carry it as a concealed weapon or they have to find another method by which to adequately secure the weapon if it's not on them.
So they're going to play basketball with the weapon on them? I'm not trying to be funny when I ask that question.
I don't think so. I don't think they can take the gun and take it off of them and play basketball unless there is a method by which they can adequately secure the firearm.
In looking at this bill, did we talk to any of the municipalities in regards to like how they would be monitoring? There's language in this bill that talks about that a person can be stopped or denied access to a facility if they're believed not to have a concealed weapon permit. Who is to stop that person and ask that question? The actual recreational employee? It's going to ask that question?
I had no such discussions with municipalities.
Do you have an answer to that question as to who's going to stop and ask about that permit?
Well, I apologize because I kind of stopped when I heard the first part of the question that I knew how I was going to answer. So if you ask me the rest of the question again, I'll try to answer it.
Okay. In regards to the permit, there's language in the bill that says that the municipality may prohibit persons who do not have a valid concealed handgun license from carrying or possession of firearm on municipality-owned or operated properties. And my question is, who will be the person questioning that individual or denying them access?
I think it's whoever would be authorized to operate that facility on behalf of the municipality. And they would then have the ability to call the city police to enforce the ordinance if they thought there was a violation.
And then it has a provision in here that says that they shall a statement at each entrance to all municipalities owned or operating buildings, owned recreation facilities that will talk about a regulation or a prohibition. So what prohibitions can be placed on the doors in this piece of legislation? I understand the home rule that we passed last year. I understand the different things that were given up. But in this bill, it talks about that if there is a prohibition that's placed, they have to be properly signage has to be properly placed on the facility. So what are those prohibitions and what gives people an opportunity or a municipality to say you cannot enter this building?
Well, I assume that what they would do is they would reference the municipal code section, and then it would specifically state that they're not allowed to, if it's a building, that they are not allowed to, that no weapons of any kind are allowed in the building. If it's one of these other facilities, I would assume that they would then say concealed weapons are permitted, however, they must remain on your possession or adequately secured and stowed away. I think that's what you would do with the signage. That's what would make sense to me.
Okay. And I'll, at the appropriate time, I'd like to address the body, Mr. Chairman. I mean, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Now would be the appropriate time to speak to the passage of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I actually will be voting against this bill for several reasons. Last year, we talked about home rule. I voted for home rule as we got it back from the Senate and we went through it. I understand the arguments in regards to the constitutionality of being able to bear arms. I get that. What I don't understand about this bill, and the chairman elegantly placed that this is a clarification, and I actually do not believe that it's a clarification. There's a lot of holes into what he stated. We don't know what a secure, what actually is considered to be secure. We don't actually know who will be actually enforcing the concealed weapon. We don't really know what prohibitions will be placed. And they're talking about there are prohibitions that can be placed on facilities. So you're now saying that there can be people who are denied an access to a building. Even if they have a concealed and carry, they can still be denied. So I don't think what was attempted to be reached here is done. I don't understand also in the language of this, and I've read through and I've also asked questions of the gentleman and talked to the council before standing on the floor. When you talk about you cannot take guns, although you have a constitutional right to bear arms and to walk into a fair and festival because you have a right to do that and do the different things that have been prohibited, why are we picking and choosing where they can bear arms if they have a constitutional right? And so I understand that people are going to vote for this bill because you don't want to be denied, but there's holes here. Also, my position is I have to also protect young people. And this says that you're not going to take it to fairs and festival, but you can take it to an after-school program. And that language is specifically in this bill. And I'll read it. It says that the municipality-owned recreational facilities are swimming pools, recreational centers, sports facilities, facilities housing, and after-school program or other similar facilities where children are regularly present. That language, children are regularly present, is actually in the bill. But yet there's a restriction for placing it in fairs and festival. And I'm sorry, there is a responsibility here. Why do we restrict fairs and festivals, but we don't care about you taking them around children? My concern also is responsible gun owners. We heard that, and we understand that there are a lot of responsible gun owners, even in this room. But there are also people who are bad actors. And while you may be a responsible gun owner, and you go and you place your gun in your locker, you believe that you've done all you can do to secure it, there are people who steal guns because they want to create crime. We just passed a bill that stopped people from being able to know who owns guns because we didn't want people to do the very thing, break into their home and steal guns. But now we're saying go around some kids, and let's be real clear that unfortunately there are children. That's why we passed laws dealing with juvenile services and juvenile justice. There are children who will steal a gun, go sell a gun, or possibly create a gun, or create a crime with that gun because they know this person plays here. They know this person comes to games here. They know they saw this person lock their gun in their trunk. There's more than just stopping someone from having access. It's also preventing crime. I think what's being lost here, and we talked about a couple of things as well on other bills, particularly the pseudoephedrine bill, which is probably most recent in all of our minds. And there was a statement that was made. We should resist an one-size-fit-all approach. We can't have it all. People close to the problems should make the decisions and allow them to determine what's best for their area. And what I'm saying to you is, with that statement from a different piece of legislation, it's the same exact situation when it comes to this. Every recreational center that I have does not have secure facilities for my children or for a responsible gun owner to place their gun in. Every child that comes to that facility is not always meaning well. Every child may take advantage of a responsible gun owner and take their gun and commit a crime. But on the other side of that, my recreational centers, I look at them, and I participated in going to several of them when I was a kid. That is a safe haven for a lot of kids. And they are running and escaping away from seeing illegal guns. We're not talking about responsible gun owners. We're talking about people who carry guns openly, whether they have a permit or not. They don't care about being an upstanding citizen. They are doing bad, and they're carrying guns. And these children have gone to the recreational center to get away from violence. But now what you're saying with this is they may also be exposed to a metal detector, because how are we going to determine who's carrying a gun? How are we going to check when they're actually an actual responsible gun owner? Who's going to monitor those locker rooms to make sure that people are not stealing those guns or tampering with someone's locker? And what is this going to do to the children who use these as safe havens? So my vote will be no, and I don't want anyone, and I'm sure people will say, oh, she hates guns. I do not hate guns. I support the Constitution. You saw me stand up here and say that. I support the Second Amendment, but I also need to protect my children in the district that I represent. And I believe that this may create a lot of uncertainties. I don't think a lot of things were answered, unfortunately, by the chairman as regards to some of these questions that I've asked. We don't know about metal detectors. We don't know what's secure. We don't know who's watching, and we don't know who's monitoring these gun owners. And even though you're responsible, doesn't mean that some other people can't abuse what you're trying to do responsibly. And so I'm actually going to be voting no, and I'd urge you to do the same. Thank you.
Question now is on passage of the bill. All those in favor will vote green. All those opposed will vote red. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? Has every member voted? So the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the results. There being 92 ayes, 5 nays, 3 members absent not voting, a majority of members present having voted the affirmative, I declare the bill passed. The clerk reports the title.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 317.
Are there members for the title? If not, the title is read by the clerk will be and remain the title of the bill. The gentleman from the 21st.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the bill take effect from passage.
The gentleman from the 21st moves the bill take effect from passage. All those in favor of the gentleman's motion vote green. All those opposed vote red. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? Has every member voted? So the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the results. There being 92 ayes, 5 nays, 3 members absent not voting, 2/3 of the members elected having voted in the affirmative, I declare the bill takes effect from passage. The clerk will please communicate the action of the House to the Senate and request concurrence therein.